The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host, Brian Fromm. And we are thrilled to be joined by Dr. David Jeremiah. He's got a brand new docudrama out based on the book Why the Nativity. It's a book he wrote in 2006. We would love to invite you to watch and share the film at whythenativity.org. Dr. Jeremiah, thank you so much for being here with us today. Let me ask you a question about this movie. Why the Nativity? Why do you feel like it was so important for you to do a project of this kind? What is Why the Nativity?
The reason we did Why the Nativity is because the opportunity presented itself to us. I wrote a book in 2006. We viewed that book as an opportunity to visualize it, and it just began to grow. Paul Joyner, who was the creative director here, wrote a script for the movie from that book. The script was storyboarded, and we began to see how this could be such a powerful presentation of the birth of Jesus. It took 3 years to do it, but it was worth every minute, and we're so excited about what God is doing with the movie, Why the Nativity.
And Dr. Jeremiah, what makes Why the Nativity different from other films that tell the story about the birth of Jesus Christ?
Well, first of all, the Why the Nativity movie is a docudrama. It is not totally interactive. I do the narrative through the whole movie and tell the story of the birth of Jesus. But the creativity that's involved in telling the story visually is overwhelming. There aren't many films that tell the story of Jesus Christ, and many of them get caught up in some of the traditions. We've tried to make sure that we stayed right close to the Word of God. For instance, the wise men don't show up in Bethlehem at the manger because they weren't there. They came later, as we learn from studying the Scripture. So the Why the Nativity presentation is based upon the Nativity story, primarily in Matthew 1 and Luke 1 and 2.
And Dr. Jeremiah, do you feel that the Nativity has disappeared from the celebration of Christmas? And if so, why?
One of the reasons the Nativity story is no longer as prominent as it used to be is it's not preached. If you even go to some of the evangelical churches in America, they come up with cute little Christmas messages that are fun and exciting and more geared to the tradition of Christmas than the real meaning of it. We hold in our hands a responsibility for keeping the true story of Christmas alive. Pastors need to preach on it. You can preach on a lot of things, but at the Christmas season, you need to preach on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus, because that's what we celebrate during this year. What a great opportunity to refresh and renew everyone's understanding of why Jesus came.
What is the heart of Christmas? Why the Nativity?
Once in a while, people ask me what I think is the heart of Christmas, and I would have to tell you that I believe the importance of Christmas is it's phase one of the redemption story. In order for God to redeem his people, he had to send a representative from heaven. He chose his own son, the Lord Jesus, who came, clothed himself in humanity, lived a perfect life, and ultimately went to the cross, taking our place so that he could atone for our sin. Christmas is not just a story about the birth of a baby. It's the story about the birth of the baby who was born to die, came for one purpose, that he might give himself a ransom for many. So when you see the Christmas story built into the whole gospel itself, you realize that John 3:16 is truly the greatest Christmas message in the Bible, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. God gave his son Jesus. We celebrate that at Christmas, part one of the story of salvation.
And Dr. Jeremiah, of all the themes in the Christmas story, which one theme connects to you more than any other?
You know, there are many names for Jesus that are given in the Bible, and my favorite, especially at this time of the year, is Emmanuel. And the theme of the Christmas story to me is that God has come to be with us. Emmanuel means God with us. He came out of heaven to this earth. He humbled himself and became obedient. He became one of us and walked among us, and He's never left us. He's always with us. We are never alone because Emmanuel is God with us. God with us then, God with us now, God with us forever. And we celebrate the coming of Christ to be among his people. And there's no need to be afraid because God is here.
All right. And I have to ask you one more question before we let you go, Dr. Jeremiah. How would you challenge us and our listeners to incorporate the Why the Nativity docudrama film into our celebration of Christmas?
So as the film Why the Nativity was produced, we begin to think of all the ways it could be used. We have done everything we know how to do to make it available as widely as possible. It's had an incredible reception on YouTube. Many of the other platforms of social media have grabbed hold of it. It's being shown in theaters all over Great Britain and many other places in the world. It is on a national television here, both on the day before Christmas and Christmas Day. It's going to be seen and understood in that way across the whole scope of our nation. And then we put together a very special way for churches to use this film. We put all the resources on the internet so they can just download them. And many churches are having Christmas nights where they come together as families and watch the real story of Christmas. And then they discuss it. They share it. We've found lots of ways to tell the story of Christmas that we've never been able to do before. And so we're very excited that during this season, the first season of Why the Nativity, there's going to be an incredible explosion of information about the coming of Christ. We pray that God will use it in a marvelous way.
Oh, that's so great. Thanks so much for being here. Listeners, you can listen to Dr. David Jeremiah right here on AM 1160 from 9:30 to 10 a.m. every morning. You can find out more about this incredible docudrama called Why the Nativity at whythenativity.org. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.